What if I told you that the RAM crisis itself, every single company going around and buying up every piece of DDR5 memory they possibly can, and even the increase in price of GPUs, is nothing more than a massive scam for the entire industry to go through and make more money than they ever possibly could without even selling a single piece of product? You probably know that already if you've been watching this kind of content. The thing is, though, now these companies like NVIDIA, AMD, and so many others like Samsung and SK Hynix are literally going around and parading it in front of your face, telling you and letting you know that, hey, there's nothing you can do about it right now until that bubble inevitably pops, because pride always comes before the fall. The thing is, though, this all may be coming to a head. As of right now, NVIDIA may be getting blocked by sending their H200 chips into China, and we're seeing everything happen in the back end where companies are realizing nobody wants AI in any of their technology products, and it's gotten so bad that not only is NVIDIA selling you older GPUs, it turns out AMD is going to be selling you older everything as well. And all of this is happening at the same exact time while Valve and Steam are patiently waiting to launch their Steam Machine PC, which honestly, in my opinion, is going to be the one thing that can probably bring you some actual home computing power in this next coming year. But it looks like the financial bubble of AI may in fact be hitting its limit, because according to Samsung, they're raking in the dough and they're not going to stop increasing prices. According to PC Gamer, Samsung estimates a record-breaking $13 billion in profits and says the memory apocalypse tainted prices are, quote, inevitable. That's right, we can clearly see now why companies like Micron decided to axe their entire crucial brand and only focus on AI data centers. Companies like Samsung are reporting a $13 billion in profit. We're not talking about gross, we're not talking about pre-expenses, we're talking about in pure 100% unadulterated profit across the board. This is money in their shareholders' banks, and that's exactly what these companies are trying to do. Screw you over in every conceivable way, cut you out of the actual market, and simply make tons of money by trading it back and forth between multiple companies. It's gotten so bad that we've seen companies like Microsoft, Google, and Apple go down to Samsung headquarters, get caught up in massive fights, trying to sign long-term agreements, and at the same time create jobs inside of the same countries where those companies have fabricating offices as well. But the thing is, it's going to get worse, because clearly Samsung is going to try and rake out every single penny, not only from you as a customer and consumer, but from every corporate entity as well. And there's more to the article, so let's go from there. PC Gamer says, case in point, Samsung Electronics is already estimating that its final quarter operating profits for 2025 is about 20 trillion Korean won. That's well over 13 billion USD or 10 billion GBP, and almost threefold what Samsung made during 2024's fourth quarter. PC Gamer also goes on to say this, whichever way you slice it, the memory apocalypse doesn't exactly seem to be hurting the company, at least not yet. That said, both SK Hynix and Samsung itself have reportedly told cloud service partners to expect their server memory prices to increase by as much as 70% more than Q4 2025, according to the Korean Economic Daily. That's right, what you are seeing live in real time is not an actual RAM apocalypse. It is literally created by design. Companies like Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron went through and decided to make this entire agreement, basically just creating their own mafia on RAM, going around and shaking down every single corporation that has any sort of electronic device to put them on their long-term agreement plans, and then increase the prices on them consistently, thereby causing those price increases to be passed on to you as a customer and consumer. And this will impact everything, not only AI data centers buying up all the RAM wafers they possibly can to simply hold on to and do nothing with, or every other AI data center buying up GPUs to do nothing with as well, because they don't have the infrastructure to actually power the goddamn warehouse in the first place. You're going to be seeing everything increase in price, especially this year, because those long-term agreements are going to be negotiated with, and they're going to have to go through and redo those contracts. And these companies want to make sure the shareholders make as much money as possible. So if they're spending more money on making the device in the first place, that means you're going to have to spend more money on buying the damn thing too. But the thing is though, even Nvidia has gone out on their own to admit that they're the reason everything is happening, and they're literally celebrating it. Because according to WCCF Tech, Nvidia reveals why the company is, quote, immune to memory shortages, and how the firm prepared inventory to keep the AI boom running. With Jensen in a CES interview saying this, the reason we are advantaged is that we are already at massive scale and growing very rapidly from that large base. So we prepared for this kind of major ramp up with partners well in advance. We invested heavily in partners, much of it in the form of prepayments, enabling them to expand capacity. Thanks to long-standing relationships, we believe we are in a strong position. We are essentially the only semiconductor company in the world that directly purchases DRAM at global scale. People ask, why buy DRAM? The reason is simple. Transforming that DRAM into CoWoS supercomputers is extraordinarily difficult. Properly connecting that supply chain like plumbing is a major advantage for us. In tight situations like now, having this capability is also fortunate. Now, CoWoS is basically computer on a wafer substrate. That small little chip, that's the actual thing that you're looking for when you're putting your RAM into your PC on that nice green little surface that you put in every single time. Back in the old days where you had ketchup and mustard kind of cables for your PC. Look, I'm old. I know. That's just how things go. The thing is, though, Jensen is literally admitting to everyone in front of all their faces, hey, we made these deals. We set all of this up. We screwed over every single DRAM manufacturer like Samsung, SK Hynix, and even Micron, and we're going to be pushing this industry into the future, come hell or high water. And that's exactly what Jensen is trying to do. He's literally gone through and already made deals with every single company that supplies DRAM, and made those relationships, forcing every single other company on the planet to now have to double back and go back to companies like Samsung, Micron, and SK Hynix to renegotiate their LTAs after what Jensen has in fact done. He literally set up the system to fail, and he's going around and reaping all the benefits because of it. The guy is literally pushing the AI boom, and everybody knows it, but yet for some reason, people still want to buy Nvidia products. I don't understand why. The thing is, though, it gets even crazier when you find out how much memory, in fact, is even worth in other countries. Because according to WCCF Tech as well, DDR5 prices have reached a point where you could actually afford a house in Shanghai by acquiring a few modules. A 256 gigabyte module in China is retailing for $5,700. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, with a couple sticks of RAM, you too can also move to Shanghai and get yourself a nice little cozy house in the suburbs, apparently. This has gotten absolutely out of control. Watching these companies go around and force AI into everything, like Microslop has been doing recently, and Copilot, going through and raising the price of everything to prices that people cannot simply afford. And then again, renegotiating all those contracts with long-term agreements for those major companies and corporations of the products you actually want to buy in the first place. But the funniest thing is about buying those actual products, it turns out that even companies are realizing nobody likes AI. Because WCCF Tech also said this, while most PC manufacturers have leaned heavily into AI marketing, Dell admits that customers don't care about AI-based products as it pulls back its efforts in AI-first marketing. With the article saying, quote, one thing you'll notice is the message we delivered around our products was not AI first. So a bit of a shift from a year ago, where we were all about the AI PC. We're very focused on delivering upon the AI capabilities of a device. In fact, everything that we're announcing has an NPU in it. But what we've learned over the course of this year, especially from a consumer perspective, is they're not buying based on AI. In fact, I think AI probably confuses them more than it helps them understand a specific outcome. This is from Kevin Terwilliger, the Dell head of product. Do you see how it's all a scam? Do you see how it was all set up by Nvidia and Jensen in the first place? Go out, get those actual contracts, push AI as hard as possible, push it onto every other computer manufacturer, make sure those long-term agreements have AI inside of it with Nvidia as well, jump up your stock, become a $5 trillion company, and basically run the entire planet. It's all a scam! And Jensen has been at the very tip of it, watching companies literally like Dell not have any ability to go through and sell sell their products being marketed with AI because people aren't confused, Kevin. I'm sorry to tell you. No, no one's confused about AI. The thing is, people don't want it. They don't want to be spied on. They don't want to be looked at consistently. They don't want AI to be clogging up every single bit of RAM inside their PC, stopping them from actually having a good workflow in the first place. They don't want to spend $4,000 on a laptop that you had to spend $2,000 to get RAM in the first place to build a fucking thing on top of that. This is so insane how these multi-billion and trillion-dollar corporations not only do not understand what customers in fact want, but also try to push products onto customers that they don't even actually need, simply because they do not understand how the market in fact works. Case in point, this exact tweet I saw online, how Dell could literally turn the entire thing around, but I guarantee you, they won't. Check this out. DHuskyTron on Twitter said this: if Dell started making budget-friendly AI-free computers right now, I have no doubt that they will inherit a vast majority of the home computer market. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Remember that? Yeah, that was a classic one back in my day. Look, I'm old enough. I know. Listen, the grays in my beard really show off what's going on in my mind. The thing is, though, Husky is exactly correct. If Dell went around and said, look, we're not going to push AI, we're just going to make a good, affordable compute power, gee, I wonder who else is kind of doing that right now or just waiting for an actual price to go through and put out their actual piece of hardware. Kind of makes you think now, doesn't it? And give the actual user proper usage of that device without shoving AI into every single orifice that you have, then maybe people would actually buy the product in the first place. But clearly Dell still doesn't understand what's going on. So dude, pack it up. Because Dexerto even said this: despite that admission from Dell, they confirmed that AI hardware remains a core part of its product strategy. I don't get it. I really don't get how this is still happening with these companies. I feel like what's going on is they're dealing with the sunk cost fallacy. They went out to companies like Samsung, Micron, and SK Hynix. They made long-term agreements. They're stuck in these agreements, and they have to pay these prices, so they're doing nothing more than trying to shovel these products to customers who aren't buying them and don't want them. Yet at the same time, they can simply just remove the AI sticker and be like, yo, check it out. There's your computer. Have a nice day. But they're simply refusing to do so. This is clearly corporations being unable to understand what is in fact happening. And I think the crazier part is what's going to be happening to NVIDIA, you know, the actual puppet master behind this entire AI bubble, the one that everybody's been feeding money into, the one that actually goes through and owns so much stock from every single tech company right now in the actual United States and planet. Yeah, it turns out they're having a hard time with China too. And if things don't get resolved, the bubble could pop faster than we all imagined. Because according to Jucon05 on Twitter, exclusive, NVIDIA requires a full upfront payment from H200 chips in China, sources say according to Reuters. Because according to the article, NVIDIA is requiring full upfront payment from Chinese customers seeking its H200 artificial intelligence chips, hedging it against ongoing uncertainty over Beijing's approval of the shipments, said two people briefed on the matter. NVIDIA standard terms for Chinese clients have previously included advanced payment requirements, but they were sometimes allowed to place a deposit rather than make a full payment up front, the person said. But for the H200s, the company has been particularly strict in enforcing conditions given the lack of clarity on whether Chinese regulators would greenlight the shipments, the person added. If you aren't aware of what's going on, it turns out that China may in fact be blocking the actual import of NVIDIA's H200 chips. This is getting into more like political stuff that I don't normally cover, but the big thing about it is this: Jensen is in fact playing both sides. Gamers Nexus did a phenomenal expose video about how NVIDIA GPUs get smuggled into China in the first place, and then they use specific fabs to make GPUs with amount of VRAM that nobody's ever even able to purchase. On top of that, you're seeing China try to compete with the US in terms of AI itself. And so Jensen is going to be the one left trying to carry the bag of money from both sides. And all he's doing is playing the game. The entire structure, the breakdown, the fact that he's gone through and made contractual agreements, the fact that he's made these relationships with multiple countries, multiple companies, and forced NVIDIA to push AI onto everything, basically forcing AI across every other partner-specific program as well, is exactly why Jensen at the tip of the spear here is the one pushing the AI bubble to its actual limit. And honestly, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because right now what we're seeing are companies like Nvidia go around and be rumored to re-release the 3060 GPU, which of course will probably more than likely be 8 gigabytes of VRAM. And it turns out Nvidia's AMD is going to be doing the same exact thing. Because according to WCCF Tech, with DDR5 prices rising rapidly, AMD is now looking to bring back the prominent AM4 platform compatible processors. With the article saying this, as of now, the AM4 platform has turned 9 years old, and a lot of Ryzen generations have appeared on it. Several Ryzen generations have already been phased out, but some Ryzen families still sell globally. David said that AMD is trying its best to increase the supply of these processors to ensure that the AM4 ecosystem can be brought back to fulfill the demands of gamers, since DDR5 platforms like AM5 and LGA 1851 are making it incredibly difficult to build a PC right now. DDR4 based platforms are the only viable solution right now. And this is where things could come to a massive head, not only with AMD, but also computing power, but effectively Steam. The reason why is the Steam machine is on AM4. It is a Zen 4 custom APU that is going to go through and be manufactured by AMD to be put out as well. If AMD goes through and they start rebuilding AM4 as a platform, which is already effectively 9 years old, how is that going to impact the Steam machine's price in the first place? Not only to talk about the actual inability to buy RAM at all, but the fact that the Steam machine has 16 gigabytes of DRAM and 8 gigabytes of VRAM as well. If you're on AM4 right now, guess what, baby? Apparently, you're top of the line. If you're on AM5, you're basically a billionaire, according to what's been going on the planet. So this could be a huge factor overall to what we're actually seeing in terms of compute power, and also what we're going to be seeing in next generation of consoles as well. And that's exactly why I'm concerned about the entire thing with all of this. I'm incredibly excited for the Steam machine, not only because Valve is making it, but because it shows a proper amount of actual compute power for the regular customer and consumer, hopefully at an affordable price. Even then, if it's going to be priced like a PC, which really could be anything, honestly. The thing is, though, with the CPU being Zen 4 and the GPU being Zen 3, this literally does fall in line with AMD going around and saying, we're going to relaunch AM4 and have that platform available for users. Basically saying this, you can either build your own PC with AM4 or buy the Steam machine as well, depending upon what it's going to actually be costing. The thing is, though, this is a huge wrench in the entire idea of what Valve is trying to do. Basically give you proper ownership of compute power while Nvidia is fighting to do everything to take it away and force you into AI, yet make other companies like Dell and etc. literally hold the receipt while Nvidia runs all their money bags into the bank. This could be a massive blowback, bigger than anything anyone's ever seen. And the computer gaming industry is only going to be hurt by this overall. Jensen's insane amount of greed going through, making these contracts, basically building the AI bubble on his own, and then going around and inflating it exponentially while causing every other company to have mass hysteria, is not a good sign for anyone overall. If it wasn't for this, you could have probably seen the Steam machine run at about $500. I built one a couple of videos back where it came out to be around $700, mostly because of the increase in price of GPUs and even RAM, and it's gotten even worse still. And that would have been the ideal price for that device. Now Valve is stuck sitting wondering, what are we going to even price this fucking thing? Basically because every other company is trying to revamp or start increasing production of older pieces of technology simply because there's no other way to meet the demand, and AI companies are gobbling up every piece of hardware. It turns out that there's never enough money in the world from Adam Jensen. I'm not talking about Deus Ex, although we're living in Deus Ex. This is honestly insane. Now I'm going to go install that game, actually. Install the first one, by the way, the one that came out in the year 2000. It's fucking phenomenal, by the way. Then play Human Revolution. You're going to love it. Skip Invisible War. You're pretty much fine doing that. By the way, the code, it's 0451. Trust me. Nvidia's Jensen literally is not able to go through and stop being as greedy as possible, setting up the entire planet for honestly technological failure. And this is going to get worse before it in fact gets better. And now with AMD joining the fray of releasing older hardware, it's going to increase the price and production costs of the Steam machine as well. Seeing as how this could be an issue where Valve could ask for more actual units, but AMD might in fact increase the price due to product demand. So who knows what's going to be happening and where Valve and Steam could be landing with their portable PC. But hopefully the price is good and everything works out, because clearly this entire thing is an absolute shit show. But you know what? I want to hear what you guys have to say about this in the comments section down below. Are you waiting for a Steam machine? Are you going to say and just get an AM4 platform, or stay where you are with your current specs? Also, post your build in the comments section. I want to see what the majority of my viewers are in fact running for their PCs. Would be kind of cool to find out. If you want to see more of this kind of content, though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content, and live streams every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 104K. I just want to say thank you guys so very much. If you want Discord access or emotes during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just come on down to this channel live right here every Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, as I wear a banana suit and get insulted by 800 people with TTS. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Live Saturday nights right here, 8:45 p.m. Eastern. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!